Voice for the Animals. They are devoted to creating respect and empathy for animals, rescuing and advocating for them. And they have an amazing show coming up with superstars there, comedians. Melia Kaplan, she is the founder of Voice for the Animals and started this in 1999. You've been doing this for a long time, right?
Yeah, I started in 1999. I founded Voice for the Animals.
Compassionate for a long time. Worried about animals since you were a kid, probably.
Yes, I was. I always loved them. And I moved here from Greece. I moved to Venice, and I saw a lot of animals on the street, and it was really awful. And I said, you know, I've got to start an organization so we can help these animals.
Yes.
Because I took in, I guess, about 14 cats and 6 dogs into my house, and I said, you know, if I keep doing that, you know what's good, where this is going to go.
Right.
So I'm going to be a cat and dog lady.
Right. They're going to show up at your door. And so instead, you'd founded this organization.
Yes.
And since then, you've helped so many, saved so many lives.
Yes.
And one of the things that you do differently is that people can reach out to you at any time.
Yes. We have a hotline where a live person will actually talk to you. Mm-hmm. And we get 9,000 calls a year.
Wow.
And people asking us for any kind of questions they can want to help an animal. We will answer any questions they want.
Yeah.
And they love talking to us because most time it's very hard to get a hold of a live person, let alone somebody who has some kind of understanding of an answer for them. So we're thrilled that we were able to do that.
I watched some of the videos to see some of the stories that you had throughout the years. And one of them was a pastor who was leaving his church,
got
a hold of you.
That's right. Yes, that was on Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this church for many years and he was feeding these cats. Unfortunately, he did not spay and neuter them, wished he had.
Oh.
So we went in and we rescued, actually with LAPD, because we work with LAPD, and we rescued a lot of cats and kittens and we took them all off the property.
Wow.
And it was really great. And we still go down to Skid Row and rescue animals from there.
That is so great to hear that you're doing that. Now you have this amazing event coming up. It's a comedy show, and you got all these stars, and it's coming to Royce Hall, UCLA, May 6th.
Yes. We are so excited. We have Lily Tomlin. We have Paul Scheer. We have June Diane Raphael. We have Craig Ferguson, Casey Wilson, Whitney Cummings. We have just amazing comics, and it's a really cutting-edge show. It's going to be hilarious and fun, and it's based on Wait, Don't Tell Me, and What Do You Know? And it's called Wait, Don't Kill Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all about animals, and it's just going to be a really, really fun evening. And people can get tickets on Ticketmaster. They can also go to our website, www.vftafoundation.org, and they can get tickets there.
So you got a lot of stars involved. I mean,
yes.
Craig Ferguson and Paul Scheer, he's the host. That's going to be fun watching him. And then Lily Tomlin is always amazing.
Oh, she is amazing. I mean, when you think legend and genius, you think Lily.
Right, and so all of these actors and comedians, they all love animals.
Yes, they do. And they're very generous with their time and are joining us. And they'll be there on stage to make us all laugh. And it's going to be just such a fun evening. And I just encourage everybody to join us.
Yes, May 6th.
May 6th, Royce Hall. So we hope everybody will come.
Yes, it's called Wait, Don't Kill Me.
Yeah.
But you got that title, you got that name from a show on NPR.
Yeah, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Right.
So we saw Wait, Don't Tell Me. We said, wait a minute. We've got an idea for this show. This is a great idea.
Yeah.
And this is it. This is the first year we're doing this. And I just think it's going to be the most amazing show in the world.
You're going to be helping animals and also elephants?
Yes. We're going to be helping Billy at the LA Zoo.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people involved in that issue. Billy needs to go to the sanctuary. It's really important. He's been at the LA Zoo for so many years. He's miserable. He's rocking back and forth and he's confined. It's a nightmare. People look at that elephant. We have videotape people looking at Billy saying, what's wrong with that elephant?
Yeah.
And it's just not fair. It's not fair. He's confined to a very, very small space. And if you look at elephants in the wild, you'll see they walk miles and miles and miles, and they live in different kinds of spaces. They walk on really soft earth. They get to choose what they eat.
Sure.
He can't do any of that. So enough is enough. Let's send him to the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. There are many elephants, too, that need to be in the wild, right? Rescued and...
Well, yes, there are. I mean, the ivory trade, of course, is a big deal.
Yeah.
But the answer is not captivity. Our name of our campaign is Captivity is Not Conservation.
Uh-huh.
Taking animals out of their natural habitat, number one, is not conserving them. It's like us living in an airplane for the rest of our lives. And the other thing is it's not eco-friendly. I mean, if we just change our mindset, we can preserve their habitat. And actually, there's a lot of groups, most of them in the UK, that are doing this in Africa, in Asia. They're preserving the elephants in their habitat, and they're stopping the poaching. And they're giving jobs to the local people. Yeah. So it's like a win-win-win situation for the elephants, for the environment, and for the locals. And no killing takes place. So if we will just change our mindset, we could actually solve this in the most beautiful way possible.
And can I mention that you're going to Greece? You're also helping there.
Yes, yeah. We do work in Greece, and I'm half Greek. Right. So I will be going to Greece in the middle of June. And what we're doing in Greece is we're training the Hellenic police in animal abuse and child abuse. And actually, I did the first part of that training in November of 2015. We did a seminar to explain to the police why it's important to identify the signs of animal abuse and to go after people who are abusing animals. And we gave a seminar, and I brought two wonderful officers from LAPD, who I love LAPD. And we brought two officers there in uniform, and they trained. And oh my goodness, the Greeks treated them as stars, because they are.
Yeah.
And they gave a lot of information, and it was fantastic. Yeah. So we realized there was so much support in Greece for this idea, and so many people they're hitting their radar screen. So we're going back now to train 250 police on how to do this. We're going to train prosecutors. We're going to make a whole infrastructure. That's our goal.
You're making this international now, and maybe it will be a model for other countries.
That's
right?
What we're trying. Yeah. You're right on the money. We're going to try to make a prototype there that we can then take to other countries.
Yes.
And actually, Voice for the Animals is one of the founders of the Animal Cruelty Task Force, which is under the LAPD. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of working with Commander Andrew Smith and Jim Bickhart. Robert Ferber was in the city attorney's office for many years. We put this together, and it was called the Animal Cruelty Task Force. We got it passed through city council, and it's under the auspices of LAPD, and it's fantastic. Because and I've been called again and again on this, so many times we see that a person will start with animals and then go to people. And it is what's called the cycle of violence.
Yeah.
And we want to break it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And now LAPD is just cutting edge with animals. I mean, they're doing phenomenal work.
They're on board with that.
And yes, they are.
Yeah. And you're also working with a council member.
Yes.
Paul
Koretz. Yes, we are. Paul just introduced a motion to the city council to send Billy to the sanctuary.
Right.
Paul knows, he's been at this quite a while, as I have.
Yeah.
It's time to do this. So he got the motion to city council, and it's working its way through council now. So we're hoping it's going to work. And Paul will be at the event, and he will speak. He's
great,
a great guy.
Gosh, you're doing this in L.A., you're doing this in Greece, and helping Billy, and he's been there since 1984, is that right?
Yeah, he was taken forcibly from Malaysia, from his mother, and elephants stay with their mothers till they're about 13 years old, and this was awful. I think he was taken at 2 years old, and he was put in the zoo, and he's been there all this time, but it has to stop.
Right.
It just has to stop. It's a bad environment for him.
And people can help Voice for the Animals and have a good time at the show.
So absolutely.
The show coming up May 6th.
May 6th. Please be there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can help all kinds of animals, cats, dogs, elephants. You help everybody. You help children, everyone. And you have a great time because the lineup is stellar. I mean, people are going to laugh like crazy. They're going to be in the aisles screaming with laughter.
Yeah.
We've got
the
best comics in L.A. here.
You do.
I know.
Right. We're so lucky we have them right here. And and now they're helping. And since you mentioned cats, I just wanted to point out your Working Cats program.
Yeah. Working Cats program I invented in 99, actually. I was downtown buying flowers for a friend of mine, and I walked in and I saw a guy who I knew there, and he was coughing like crazy. And I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, they spray exterminating poisons in the atmosphere three times a week to get rid of the rats." I said, "Three times a week?" I said, "Well, is it working?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, wait a minute. Wait. Why are we doing this?" So I went to the head of the flower mart and I said, "How long have you been spraying poison into the atmosphere?" He said, 100 years.
Oh, my God.
And I said, "Maybe it's time to change and do something else." So he was not a cat lover. And I said, "I want to bring in three cats. Give me 3 months. If it doesn't work, I'll take them back." That was 1999. And since then, we put in more and more cats all over that area and in police stations, too. And it's just the smell of the cats, because every time we put cats somewhere, we ask the people who are their guardians to please provide fresh food and water. That's part of the deal. Cats don't eat the rats.
Right.
It's the eau de cat that makes the rats go away and the mice go away. And now the Flower Mart, after 100 years, have no rats.
That is wonderful.
And now 20 organizations around the country have picked up on that, and they're doing the same thing. And the idea is that unsocialized cats are always euthanized in shelters. Well, I don't believe there's any mistakes. Mm-hmm. So if you take those cats and we rethink that, mm-hmm. we did something else. We put them to work. We gave them a job in our community.
Yes, exactly. Now they're working cats.
Now they're working cats and they do not have to be euthanized and they're very happy.
Yeah.
And some of them even turn domestic. It's very funny because there's a woman down in the flower mart who, when I first put the cats in there, mm-hmm. she said, I like dogs. I don't like cats. And I said, that's fine with me. Uh-huh. Don't worry. Well, here we are 2 years later, and she loves these cats.
Yeah.
We just put up a video of the two cats giving each other massages.
That's cute. Yeah, I have cats, so I'm familiar with that whole thing. Yes, and dog lover too. And you have a foster program if
we
people want to help out. And
absolutely. If anybody wants to foster, especially this is the time of year where lots of puppies and lots of kittens are turned into the shelter, and the more fosters we have, the more lives we can save. And they can call us or email us and say, I'd like to be a foster, and we will love it, help them out, and they can hold those animals for a while until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered and vaccinated and microchipped, and then we adopt them out. But we also have our adoptions every Sunday in the Brentwood Farmers Market if anybody wants to come by and see our cats and dogs. They're all there.
So Brentwood Market every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Voice for the animals.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's big signs up there. We're in the dirt area, the dirt lot of the DWP.
Can you see some of the animals online?
Oh, yeah, they're all online.
What's the website?
VFTAfoundation.org. Go to the drop-down menu. It'll say Rescue and Adoption. Just click on it, and you'll see all the animals we have.
And you have Voice for the Animals Foundation, the comedy night coming up.
Oh, we are just so excited. Lily has been a big supporter of ours for years, and she and I have worked on elephant issues for years, and she is just the most wonderful lady, and we're just so thrilled that we have all of these comics. I just can't even believe it. Paul Scheer, June Diane Raphael, Craig Ferguson, Lily Tomlin, Whitney Cummings, Casey Wilson, all of them are going to be there that night. And there'll be a lot of other celebrities walking the red carpet. It's going to be a very, very fun, celebrity-studded night.
Yes, and it's very affordable, too.
It is.
Very affordable. So tickets are starting at what?
$25. Yeah.
That's it, $25.
And it goes up. So they can get any... No excuse not to come. Uh-huh. Anybody can join us.
And anything else that you want to leave us with?
Yes, we'll have little elephants for sale.
Oh, okay.
Adorable little elephants for sale. Not real ones, stuffed ones, the kind that people should have. And they have Free Billy on the front and Voice for the Animals on the back, and they're really adorable.
Oh, Melia Kaplan, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Voice for the Animals Foundation.